I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this episode is recorded, the Gubbi Gubbi people. I would also like to acknowledge the First Nations peoples and language groups across this entire nation in which conception, pregnancy, and sacred motherhood knowledge has been shared. We pay our deepest respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and further extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. Hello, hello, and welcome! You are listening to The Oxytocin Hour. I'm your host, Dana. I'm a midwife, mum of five, and all-round oxytocin enthusiast. People are all too willing to share their negative experiences of conception, pregnancy, labour, birth, and beyond. The Oxytocin Hour is your safe haven, filled with positive experiences from mums, dads, doulas, midwives, and everyone in between. Each week we will release a new episode with the intent to uplift and inspire you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Now, let's get into today's episode. This and every episode of the Oxytocin Hour is strictly for entertainment purposes and is not to be used as medical advice. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Dear Dana. If it's your first time here, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here listening and I hope that you come back another time and you continue to listen to my amazing podcast because I have so much amazing and incredible people and knowledge to share with you. If you are a repeat customer and you keep coming back for more, thank you for doing that. And I really feel like you're going to enjoy this season. Like, we are literally just getting started. It's going to be amazing. I already know it's amazing because I've already recorded like half of the season. I am in my pre-planning era and it is a beautiful thing. Firstly, if it is your first time listening, this isn't my usual voice. I currently have like a throaty chest situation going on because I do have five children and one of them got sick, which led to all of them getting sick, which led to my husband getting sick, and then finally me. And it just so happened to be on my recording day. So I really apologize that I, sound like I've been smoking a packet of cigarettes every hour for the past few days. So I have pre-recorded a lot of these episodes with my new co-host, and I bet you thought you were probably going to find out who it was today. I'm so sorry. I'm a bit of a spontaneous person, and on the weekend, if you're listening to this in real time, I just went on a little getaway with my family to the Gold Coast, and I put out a question box and said, if anyone has any Dear Dana questions for me, please send them through, because when I announce who the new co-host is, I'm going to put up new question boxes and leave that space kind of open for people to write questions to myself and also my co-host, all the two of us together, whatever it may be. And so I thought I'd just get one more sort of question in, and I had this really fantastic one pop up in my inbox and I thought, I'm just going to release this episode first. So this is what we're doing. I'm going to read you the question. And then I'm going to answer. It's actually a few questions in one, as per usual. And I'm just going to take a sip of water first. This is how it goes. Dear Dana, I follow you and many other birth workers, midwives, doulas, obstetricians, birth keepers, etc. I'm seeing more and more birth workers post about women being advised as to which positions they should use in labor, and what these birth workers are saying mainly is that they don't believe that women should be told which positions to use for birth because they should intuitively already know, and they believe that it messes with the natural process. As a childbirth educator, how do you feel about this? What are your opinions on birth workers who say this? Do you agree with what they're saying? I'm genuinely curious because I find these posts confusing because I respect what you have to say and I also respect what these other birth workers have to say. And I've listened to a lot of your podcasts and a lot of them sing the praises of independent childbirth education. Can't wait to hear your stance. Thank you. What a great question. First of all, thank you so much for sending this through. I feel like this is actually so relevant because I'm seeing more and more posts about this. So let's dig into it. The first question was, as a childbirth educator, how do I feel about this? Well, I feel like everyone is entitled to their own opinions. I really want you to know that it's not just based on facts as to why people have opinions. It's also based on our own biases, our own experiences, what we've seen, what we've experienced ourselves, etc. So a lot of birth workers, and I use this as like a super umbrella term, anyone that works in the space of women giving birth, a lot of us will have similar beliefs, but I highly doubt that any of us will have 100% exactly the same opinions. So I don't actually share this same opinion with other birth keepers, but I also do. So I do agree and I also don't agree. It's one of those situations, and I feel like this is so common for me to say because I can see things from so many different points of view. It's a situation where that statement is true, that women don't need to be told how to give birth or what positions to give birth in because they will intuitively already know. I do agree with that, but I believe personally that it's highly dependent on the situation in which these women are giving birth. So without giving you like a full anatomy brain chemistry lesson on a really, really, really basic level, if we know that our brain is divided up into different segments and in all these different segments, it processes different things. So in our neocortex, this is where, you know, if someone asks us a question, this part of our brain will light up. This is the logical part of our brain. This is retrieving information and facts. Then we have like the reptilian part of our brain, which is like the automatic and survival instincts that we have. So this is what controls our breathing, but also our reproduction. So we literally don't have to tell ourselves, okay, body, like this week we're going to grow the baby's eyeballs. Like now we do this. It just happens naturally. Now we're going to implant into the uterine wall and begin. It just happens naturally. Our body has all these hormones at work. It's like very, very intense and obviously complex, and I don't have enough time to answer it in this. So if you're interested, please look further into that. But I'm sure, well, I'm not completely sure, but there would be a lot of you that obviously already know this. So in order for us to birth, I think in that sort of ideal state, we need to completely have our neocortex sort of shut down and like just chill out, because when that is lit up, when that's fired, then it kind of quietens our reptilian brain and it can hinder the birth process. So if we're giving birth in a space that's just like absolutely perfectly set up, like the people that are present are you feel 100% comfortable with them. If the room is dark and calming and you're not feeling like you're sort of on stage and all these different things, then no, I do not believe that a woman will be needing to be educated on different positions that she can give birth in. I don't believe in people saying you should give birth in this position because you don't know this person. It's so like individualistic. But I think people saying, try these in childbirth, like these are all the different positions that you could try to give birth in, I think that's great. I think it's harmless as long as the women that are consuming this content are going, oh, that's great that I didn't know that women give birth in this position, or oh yeah, that does look comfortable, or whatever. As long as they're not going, okay, that's the position that I have to give birth in, then I think it's completely harmless and I think it's very helpful for them to know. Going back to a woman giving birth in a completely ideal birthing environment, no, I don't believe that she's going to find these offers of different birthing positions to be helpful, because she would probably be so deeply in her natural state, her authentic state, where things are just flowing. She will very likely just naturally adopt these positions for whatever feels right. However, if a woman's giving birth in hospital, and I say that because a hindrance to the woman's reptilian brain can be the driving to the hospital, especially if it's in daylight, being greeted by someone you don't even know, having to walk through a public space, go up the escalator or lift, or, you know, all that sort of stuff will hinder your reptilian brain. So you finally get into your birth suite and things are a bit eh. Yes, I think it can be actually very helpful for these women to have done birth education and go, okay, like, I might try like an upright position because I've learned that gravity can really help to have baby's head have pressure against my cervix and can assist with every time I have a surge of contraction with dilation. I don't think that's harmful to a woman. I think that it can actually really help them. And in fact, I've seen it be very helpful. So to answer your question in a very roundabout way, how do I feel about it? I feel like birth workers are more than entitled to state their own opinions. I don't really like blanket statements myself. I don't really like to make blanket statements myself because there's so many different variants. So to say no woman should be do birth education to tell them what position to give birth in because she will just know, I don't believe that's correct. And in fact, it wasn't correct when I have given birth to one of my children. And I'm not going to go into that because it's like, I just want this episode to be short but sweet. What are my opinions on birth workers who say this? They're completely entitled to their own opinions. And I'm sure that they've probably seen a lot of women's births be derailed, or, you know, affected negatively by having done birth education, and their brains are probably like, oh no, I've got to be in this position. And therefore they're not listening to their own body. I think if you're like struggling to get into tune with your own body for what feels good for you, I don't think that trying these positions are going to hurt your birth. I think it could probably, and it has, helped women to go, okay, yes, because then they begin to feel confident and they're like, oh, that's right. Okay, I'm doing it. And then they can get into the zone. I really, really hope that this made sense. Do I agree with what they're saying? As I said, yes and no. It's not as easy as just saying yes or no. I'm really sad to hear that you've been confused by this differing of opinions. I hope that maybe by listening to this with my beautiful voice, that it's kind of opened your mind up to different possibilities and different variabilities and go, ah, these other birth workers are correct, because if a woman is birthing completely in the most ideal environment and just completely in tune and connected with herself, she won't need to be told which positions could help birth her baby. But I hope you can also see, oh, not every birth is ideal like that. And perhaps there is a time and a place for education for birth positions to be really, really helpful for some women. So please, I just want you to take every person's opinion with a grain of salt and really use it to open your own mind and go, oh, I wonder how this person has come to this conclusion, or how this person has had this opinion, and really just come to your own opinion. I'm not sure whether you're a birth worker yourself or simply a woman that's just like super into birth, a fellow birth nerd, whatever it may be. I really hope that you found my answers to be helpful to you and to anyone else listening. I hope that you did as well. You will be hearing a new episode tomorrow, actually, because I had been away. I would like to have released this one on a Monday, but alas, I've been away and everyone's decided to be sick. So this is just the way that it's happen to be. So you will get another episode tomorrow, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm speaking to a really, really beautiful and knowledgeable woman. So please join me there, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your week. Thank you so much for joining me. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to share the love or get in contact with us for feedback or a chance to be a guest on the show, you can contact us at www.daisy.com.au. That's www.daisy.com.au. Or on our Instagram at the Oxytocin Hour, all one word. I appreciate you taking the time to tune in, and I hope you've gained something positive from listening. Until next time.